God is altogether sovereign in the distribution of his saving grace. By Charles Simeon. The sovereignty of God's bestowal of saving grace is that which constitutes its first and most distinguishing feature. Without understanding this, we can never have any just conception of God's grace at all. If we suppose God to bestow his saving grace on account of men's merits, then we undermine the principal foundation of our gratitude, and take honour to ourselves, in exact proportion as we ought to give glory unto him. A very little reflection will suffice to show us that God is altogether sovereign in the distribution of his saving grace. Who made the difference between the apostate angels and fallen man? What was there in us, rather than in them, that induced God to provide a Saviour for us, when no such mercy was given to them? Who has made the difference between the benighted heathen and ourselves? How have we merited that God should send the light of the gospel to us when they are left in spiritual darkness and given up to follow their own delusions? Every Christian is constrained to conclude, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? We must confess that it is God, and God alone, who has made any of us to differ. Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.